sec to talk Hogs hockey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You know, you're not really allowed to walk down the street safely right now with that jersey, but congratulations on a win last night, even though it was fairly lucky. That's just an LA guy talking, of course.
I don't know if it was lucky. Yeah, actually, the Kings played exceptionally well last night. That's a tough building to go in and try to win a hockey game. I've been there a few times, and it gets really, really loud. And,
yeah.
You know, they battled back, obviously, and tied it up and took the Hawks double overtime to win it. But two good teams, and I grew up in Chicago rooting for the Hawks, so I'm definitely happy.
How much do the Hawks know that this thing's hanging here? A couple of guys,
couple of guys know. Yeah, Mr. Taze knows.
Okay.
I sent it over to him. Yeah. I saw them during their little practice. I think it was Wednesday. I went over there and talked to a couple of guys over there. Right. So got a chance to see them a little bit. Obviously, didn't get a chance to go to a game because we were playing.
Yes.
But, you know, they're playing good hockey. They're playing very fast. They're attacking the net. And it should be a fun series in the finals.
I was going to say, fast is the word. I mean, that, to me, was the biggest mismatch against the Kings. They were skating right through them and by them.
Yeah, you know, our Alliance have been playing pretty physical, but that's the name of the game for the Hawks is their speed. You know, I know the Kings had an unbelievable year last year, and obviously they played the Hawks very tough. So, hey, I'm a Chicago guy. I grew up watching the Hawks. Chris Chelios obviously grew up in my neighborhood. So,
great.
I grew up, you know, watching Eddie Belfour, Jeremy Roenick, Chris Chelios, all those guys. So, I pull for them when I can. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Obviously, there's so many Kings fans in LA.
Of course.
I'm not fake. I'm not a fair weather fan. You know, I asked the Kings fans and the Dodger fans, if you moved to another city, would you abandon your team? And
good point.
A lot of the fans say never.
Of course.
So, I can't do that.
No, that's great. And what about the matchup with Boston? Have you watched it enough?
I have. I watched Boston. Boston's a very good team, very physical. Wow, the way they handled the Pittsburgh Penguins, that was surprising. You know, they've been playing great hockey, and it should be a good series. I predict the Hawks in seven.
I didn't think you were going to predict anything but them winning it.
Oh, I got to pick the Hawks.
Of course.
You know, hopefully our depth, you know, will really, really show and our speed, because we're going to definitely need it.
By the way, since golf's coming up, the big open, what do you think of that?
Well, it's wide open.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
There's so many guys playing good golf, but I always pull for Tiger. And hopefully,
he's got to play better, though, doesn't he?
He definitely has to play better. He knows it.
Yeah.
You know, his ball striking, I know that's the one thing he focuses on in putting. So hopefully Tiger plays well. And I always root for him.
And a couple of quick things about you guys. Left on base. Is that like the key stat right now, almost, besides, obviously, just control issues today?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're down in a ball game, especially the way he was throwing for them, he's had a great year, too. So he's really come a long way the last couple of years in minor. And he definitely had good stuff. And we had a chance to get him early on. And a pitcher like that, you got to capitalize, you know, in the first inning or so. And we just didn't do it today. You know, hopefully we regroup and come back tomorrow. We got a tough Arizona Diamondbacks team coming in, and we just got to play better.
And how big is this series? Because it's still June, but you got to do something, don't you?
You know what? No, it's big. Make no mistake about it. We have to win ball games, especially in our division.
Yep.
There's no way around it. We got to regroup and play good baseball, because before we know it, it'll be July, August, and the season will pass us by. So we got to get out there and play good baseball and hopefully win some games.
And last thing, what about the injuries? I mean, have you ever been a part of a team this early with many guys?
No, I haven't. You know,
it's crazy.
And the key guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you miss Carl Crawford, Matt Kemp, Hanley Ramirez for an extended period of time, that's definitely going to hurt your ball club.
Yep.
So, but nobody's going to feel sorry for us. I know the Diamondbacks don't feel sorry for us. So, you know, we just got to come back and play good baseball.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.